M29, number 3A.
This is cassette number 3. We go on defining the word Christ, Christianity, and Science through other symbols or ideas. What else would you have in a positive way? We had already symbols from geometry, the line plane, from mathematics, addition, subtraction. We could take a symbol from music. How do we see the four in music illustrated in musical terms? Yeah, everybody knows it, but nobody will. Yeah, so tone, we write them first down and then discuss them. Tone, rhythm, melody, harmony, the fourth. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we appeal to the great musicians which we have in here. We have quite a few. How do you explain to me, as I know nothing about music, how do you explain to me why tone is the word? Yes. So nobody wants to be a great musician. Yeah. Well, how do you start out in music? Yes. Gives you the elements, huh? We cannot make music without having tones. These are the elements. The word always gives us our elements. Just as we saw that in the word, the self-declaration of God. Well, what is the self-declaration of God? That God says, I am mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. I am, and gives the elements of being, of the nature of being. So here too, we need the tones as our elements with which we then can play. Now, that is clear to me. Can anybody make it clear to me why rhythm is the Christ? The activity of the tones, yeah? Is that the rhythm? Yeah? Do the others agree about the activity of the tones, a rhythm. Yeah. Yeah. So you would have a relationship sense of one to the next, how the one actually leads to the next, how the one translates itself to the next, is related to the next. Yes? Yes? Well, now, are you in rhythm or in melody? In rhythm, huh? Yeah. Mary Frances, you are a great musician too. Yeah, absolutely, huh? So again, you can see, you can have the same 15 notes, as you say, and you can translate it to different planes, to different ways and means. Without exchanging really those 15, they can be the same, but the relationship between them, the rhythm, define then the specific expression, huh? Yes, yeah. All right, I could understand that even as a non-musician. What about melody as Christianity? I think this is then rather simple, huh? Yeah, that's with your tones, with your seven tones, and through the rhythm, huh? And the choosing of the tones through the rhythm, you can make infinite melodies. Huh? You have again a sense of multiplication there, that you say, this is a wonder of wonders, that with the same seven tones, fundamentally, You can go on composing music endlessly through hundreds and thousands of years in various ways, and it never comes to an end. You have a terrific sense of multiplication by showing that every melody is different than any other melody, though they rely on the same fundamental tones. I think here we see it very nicely, what the science can do. If a science has, first of all, been able to define the elements in the world, I think that's always the greatest achievement, so to say, to get the word right. Say, I can imagine that, centuries or thousands of years ago, before one had any science of music, one had a lot of tones. One was producing tones, one did hear tones from the birds and from the wind and I don't know what. There were an infinite variety of tones. But no, not yet a reduction to, so to say, to the seven main tones. As long as one could not do that, there was no possibility really to have music and harmony. And only when one began to reduce all those many, many different tones to a fundamental order of the seven, then really you had laid the foundation for an infinite multiplication of these relationship of these tones. I mean, the same must have been in arithmetic, that even before there was a science of arithmetic, before what we call Adam Riese. You call the inventor of arithmetic Adam Riese? Adam Riese, or how you spell it? No? You wouldn't know, huh? Yeah? Yeah? We call it Adam Riese, yeah? Well, who first showed the numeration table, yes? I mean, there was a time where we didn't have any arithmetic, huh? Yeah, but long before the Arabs and so on, they had already the system of the algorithms. Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter. But I mean, the thing remains the same. There must have been first the fixing of the decimal system for us to calculate, just as for computer science, they had first to find binary system. Huh? You first had to find your word in any science, or think of chemistry. Chemistry was used as alchemy a long time before the science of chemistry was seen, before the periodic table, you call it periodic table, was seen, you see. But before they had the periodic table, they had to try by hit and miss method. It came out of magic, you see, very much, huh? And only when they could pin down all the elements to the periodic table, you had a starting point for a real science of chemistry. So this is always the greatest miracle in any field, so to say. Can one find the root notions, the root elements, the root notions? That's a great thing. Just think today of psychology. See, they haven't found yet the root notion of psychology. It's like compared with chemistry, it's in the time of alchemy today in psychology. They have not yet agreed on what are the fundamental root elements of psychology. Every school of psychology has their own. Just as the alchemists had their own way of combining things and hit and miss method. So what did Mrs. Eddy do? You see, up to Mrs. Eddy, that was the same case in the spiritual realm, in the religious realm, there were no fundamentals. Every church had their own fundamentals, their own doctrines, their own beliefs, their own tenets and so on, but there was no agreement that in being there are fundamentals. And so she was the first one, you see, to bring in and say, I give you the word, but as a scientific word, and I give it to in such a way that the seven synonymous term would cover the whole ground of the nature of God, and therefore reduce the infinite ideas that were attributed to God through every religion over thousands and thousands of years, to reduce them really to that simple order of the seven synonymous terms. This is an achievement. These are the great achievements. Afterwards, to use them and to unfold them, this is not such a great achievement. Why did I? Oh, yes, we talked about tone, rhythm, melody, harmony. Huh? Harmony, again, then, would be the force which would say, well, those tones and the rhythm and the melody must be within the framework of the science of harmony. We know today only too well that in music that they use the tones, that they use rhythms, that they produce melodies, but it's a great question if that is harmony. See, the fourth side is always the most important thing that says, does that make sense within the framework of the whole? Does it harmonize within the framework of the whole? Yes. So here again we should really be able to translate these musical symbols into metaphysical ideas, which we just have done, that we say, yes, the tones are really, so to say, our seven synonymous terms. Now we can combine and relate them in various ways. We can give to them a different rhythm, huh? Of those seven synonymous terms. We can put them either into the word order or the Christ order or Christianity order or science order. We can put them into the word order of absolute Christian science or the word of the Christ in absolute Christian science or Christianity in absolute Christian science. We can give to these seven synonymous terms various rhythms, huh? Various combinations. And every time we give to them another rhythm, another order, the outcome of it is a different melody. See, if I have the Christ order, I listen to a very different melody than if I have the Christianity order. That's why I always say, I think we should hear these orders, not memorize these orders and just rattle them down and say, yes, I know Christ's order is principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. You know, the quicker you can say it, the better you are. They must be a melody. I like to hear it. I think when we do the Christ order, you begin to hear it, and not just know, oh yes, it starts with mind it starts with principle and ends with mind, you see. But you hear, so to say, that terrific, powerful translation coming from above to every point of experience. So the same thing I think you will see when we do Romans, that we hear the whole message and not only read it, that we get a terrific impact of what Paul could see as the new message of the Christ coming to his age and say, hey, brethren in Rome, look here, we have found something new, you know, I have a new tiding, something quite new, I give you an absolutely new melody. I give you the melody of the Christ, and presents it. So, in a way, we can see that these musical tones here, which actually Mrs. Eddy uses in her textbook, she uses an enormous lot of musical terms in the textbook. Actually, you remember that this was the point where really the penny dropped. Huh? Now here, the penny doesn't drop. Huh? What drops here? The dime or what? Or do you also say the penny dropped in America? No? But we don't, you don't have. But you know the expression, the penny dropped. Well, you know it because you are English, you know. You know your language, but I don't know about the Americans if they know English. You know. Sorry, huh? What is the expression you have in America for the penny dropped? You don't have one. The light on. Yeah. But that's mild, you know. The penny dropped is a bit stronger. All right, the light on. But the point, you know, where John Dolly began to say, to see and to feel that Christian Science is a science, the science of all science, really was when one of his students showed them that all the terms that are used in music are also used as symbols in the textbook. And at the same time, around about the same time, another student of his, who was an optician in Sweden, he showed him that all the terms that are used in optics, Mrs. Eddy uses also very exactly in as symbols to explain Christian Science. So that was when the penny dropped, when the light dawned, that he could see that Mrs. Eddy uses all the terms of all the other sciences, not only religious terms, but the terms of all the other sciences to explain her science. And, why did I come to this point? Yeah. Oh, yes, because of tone, rhythm, melody, and harmony, to show that Mrs. Eddy uses actually these terms, you see. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, it's always a difficulty when one takes symbols from another science because they are never 100% right, never. That's why also, say, biblical stories or illustrations, what you call them, the stories that Jesus made up, the likeness, the parables and so on, they never are 100% right, or they would not be used. Then you could use something else. So we must always allow to a certain degree of inaccuracy, yes. The main thing is that we get the main idea. Yes, Mary Frances, you want to say something? In one note. Uh-huh. That would be a nice illustration, yeah? Yeah. All right. And so in science, Mary Frances, we could say what would be that one note that is a harmony, well, I guess perhaps that one principle, huh? Yeah? Yeah. That you can take that one principle and restructure that one principle according to various angles and still you have harmony. And it's always the oneness of God, huh? Yeah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Of course, we begin to learn something about music now, huh? Yeah? But anyway, it shows that, say, underlying reality is always a great harmony, huh? And that harmony sounds through, be it in music, be it in arithmetic, be it in optics, be it wherever it is, which I think makes us, give us the right to say that Mrs. Eddy discovered that science, which is the science of all the other sciences. It's just that in all the other sciences, they use different symbols and different, different symbols to explain this underlying science. Do we have other sequences which we can perhaps discuss, positive sequences? We can perhaps take one that Mr. Dolly used to take quite often, and which was forgotten quite a bit, but is very practical for us. He said that the word is always the breaking of the light. Now, see, it's, the breaking of the light. It's actually indicating the days of creation sense, where there was darkness upon the deep, and God said, let there be light, and therefore the word brings now light to darkness, and we consider now the relationship between light and darkness. So the word always is that which says, I bring light. It's the breaking of the light. Then when the light breaks, what is the office of the Christ? The office of the Christ then is, you see, that the light says that it breaks in spite of error. It's the manifestation of the light in spite of error. Up to now, we never had that relationship between truth and error. Here we have a fourfold sequence which says the word said, let there be light. It's the breaking of the light. Now we need a Christ for that, because the light is always resisted by the human mind. And so, in order to break that, we need the Christ idea, which says, and that Christ light breaks in on human thought and manifests itself in spite of error. That's what we feel very much in the Christ, that it is that power that says, I don't care what the resistance is, I'm going to break through. And we'll consider that later on. Then what do we get in Christianity, in that relationship between the light and darkness, between truth and error? What do we have in Christianity usually in regard to error? The healing, let's say the healing, or if we reason along the darkness, and it is actually the annihilation of the false concept. Christianity always is the demonstration, therefore the annihilation of the mortal concept. Perhaps you write that, annihilation of mortal concept. Yeah, with that, let's think that through again. You see, it's a very important sequence for everyday life, that from the human standpoint, this is all from the human standpoint, showing really how truth handles error. So from the human standpoint, the very first thing that you have, that one experiences, that somehow the light breaks in. That somehow a new vision, a new idea, a new thought, a new insight breaks into our consciousness. We have the breaking in of the light.